Hello, one and all, and welcome to the 350th episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on September 1st, 2021.
The big 350.
Yeah, 350 years. This podcast has been around longer than America, if days were years.
If days were years.
A bit of a stretch.
And also, those days were just the weekdays and, like, not usually even all of the weekdays, just most of the weekdays, then yeah, we'd be older than America.
I should have said if episodes were years. That's my bad. It's my bad.
How old's America? Are we almost 350? Or is it 250?
How old
we
is...
We have
1776. Are we about to do more math?
243 years!
Yeah, it's almost 250.
Yeah.
In 56 years, when America no longer exists, it would have been the 300th anniversary of America.
I feel like 250 is bigger than 300. Maybe that's just me.
Why? Wait, why? In what universe is 250 big, like, more important than 300?
I mean, it's like...
It's like quarter of a millennia. Yeah.
Nobody's like, oh shit,
and
third of a millennia.
And 50 more years.
Okay,
it's three centuries.
Well, then 251 is more important than 250 because it's one more year.
Honestly?
It's not. It's a milestone. 250 is a more important milestone than 300. Prove me wrong.
Just unquantifiable, non-objective thought. Prove me wrong.
250 is more important than 300 and 400. 500 blows 250 out of the water.
Oh,
I'm willing
God,
to say
yeah.
that. 500 is like...
At least twice as important as 250, yeah.
I would say 100, like the tier list
it's
goes...
It's exponentially more important. It's more than twice important.
Assuming we're going like under 1,000, because 1,000 years is, yeah, like holy shit. That's,
right.
That's literally pinnacle. Assuming we're under 1,000, I feel like it goes 100, 500, 250. Those are like the big three. And then maybe 750, but like at that point it's kind of like, eh. I'm proving me wrong.
Man, 243. We have managed to fuck up a lot in that span of time.
And we were like lame for like the first 100 so years.
Right.
Like we weren't even really... So most of this real shit happened pretty recently, all the fuck ups. So we can't even say that it was 243 years that we've had.
Yeah. Like, America didn't really matter on a global scale all that much until almost the middle of the 20th century.
We were...
I'd say the...
Feels like
I'm going to argue Great White Fleet, like the Roosevelt era, is when we kind of went, nah, we're world players now.
We literally paraded world players, sure, but like... We were not nearly as important as, like, even France.
I mean...
We literally paraded a fuck ton of boats around the world to be like, hey, we're real shit. Like, literally Google the Great White Fleet. We just went, hey, fam, we're cool. Don't fuck with us. The entire Western Hemisphere is ours.
Just...
We will literally kill you if you try to influence the Western Hemisphere now. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my argument. I've always maintained that Roosevelt in that era was the slapping your dick out on the table and being like, nah, we are here, baby.
And then we kind of took a step back a little bit. And then
we were like... What if we did colonialism, but badly?
Badly?
Badly.
I don't think there's such a thing as good. You did it well. Congratulations.
I know what you mean, Lucas.
Yeah.
I actually don't. What do you mean?
20 years in a country and nothing to show for it.
Wait, so like Vietnam or what?
I was thinking about Afghanistan. Yeah.
But
that's where my mind went to.
That's not okay. That's not hard colonialism.
Yeah, no, that's...
Like, look at Hawaii.
There.
20 years in a country and then nothing to show for it. How about literally all of our like bananas and sugar for a century.
Okay.
And an actual state, even though it's halfway around the world, basically.
Yeah. You forget, we took Texas from Spain and Mexico, along with like the rest of that section of the United States.
We did the thing that like the great white replacement theory like theorizes about, and that's why they're so
they're like like this is real, this is a thing that can happen. We fucking did it.
We did it. We sent a bunch of white people into Texas so that they'd vote to secede.
Anybody can get it, motherfucker, including us.
We literally pulled this shit off, and because white people did it, that means that anyone will try to do it and is actively trying to do it.
We got so many motherfuckers. One day we are going to get got.
Yeah. Puerto Rico, Guam, the American Samoa.
The Philippines to an extent.
Philippines still like us. That's how fucked up their whole situation was before we got in there. They think Americans are cool. that's like mega fucked. That's when you know, like, yeah, I guess we were okay.
We didn't do colonialism. I mean, the same way that like some of the other like great European powers did. I mean, we still did that some of the time, just not as much as they did. Where they would just go to a country, take it over. They would annex a country by military force and say, this is now the property of Great Britain. This is now legally France. All your shit are belonging to us. And America did that a little bit to a certain extent, but most of the time they would just bring military force and say, you're going to do what we want you to do or else. You can still pretend that you're your own country.
And like, even the ones we're cool with, it's like, we're going to have a military base here just in case, you know, on the DL.
And that military base will still be there even after, like, basically almost going to nuclear war because of a country. Like, that military base is still there to this day. Like, literally, we were fucking this close during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and yet Guantanamo Bay remained the entire time we were there. And that shit was going on. It's pretty wild.
Hey, dude, I know we're beefing right now, but like, this is still a good thing we have going on, right? Awesome. Cool. Just wanted to make sure.
If you think about it, it is crazy that like there was literally no chance that we were going to like take our forces and our equipment out of Guantanamo Bay. It didn't matter if the whole world had to burn to the goddamn ground. We weren't going to do that. We left everything in Afghanistan over the last couple of weeks. I saw an info
because it was for the Afghani army, like it was supposed to be for the resistance,
which didn't exist.
Like they just folded into the Taliban. It was supposed to be the same thing as like fucking South Vietnam and stuff, where like we're just like, all right, and we'll leave you a bunch of tech so you'll be able to fend off the communists. And then, but this time it didn't happen. They all just immediately surrendered with all that equipment. Yeah.
So like
we didn't just like leave it and just say like, fuck it, walk away. Well, like it was entrusted to the Afghanistan military.
I think some of it though was because they did have to like evacuate those military bases in like 10 total days. So part of it I think was they were probably going to take a good chunk of it with us, but then we had to evacuate almost 200,000 civilians that wanted to leave Afghanistan in a matter of a week. And they're like, well, we can either take 500 civilians or these three tanks.
I don't trust that we had to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, the Taliban was literally escorting American civilians to the airport.
I know that. I'm not saying it was like a, oh God, like these people are going to get mowed down in the thousands. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of months, but
Afghanistan civilians are, they're fucked.
Yeah.
But Americans were clearly like, there was a deal in place between the Taliban and the American government that Americans will be fine and they can evacuate freely.
Yeah. But now the Taliban government/military has like I saw an infographic. It was like 22,000 Humvees, like 20 fighter jets, a couple hundred tanks,
160,000 assault rifles.
Yeah, I think just, yeah, it was like a total, like all guns together. It was like 400,000 guns.
Just the Taliban old heads are like, holy shit, we haven't gotten this good of stuff from the Americans in like 40 years. Yeah. Oh my god, taking me back to the heyday right now.
Yeah. Oh my god, these are so much cooler than the Stinger missiles we used to get when we fought the Russians.
Did you see the shit that they were doing with that helicopter? Everyone thought they had, like, hung a member of the Afghanistan military from a helicopter and, like, paraded him around. But no, it was just a dude, Taliban soldier, yeah, in a harness. Like, they were going to use the helicopter to, like, fix a flag on top of a building. So they just dangled him from a cable, like, in a harness. And everyone was like, he's fucking dead. They hung an Afghanistan military guy from an American helicopter.
He's just a dude having the time of his life.
Yeah, he was just like, woo, this shit's fucking wild, man. Like, he was like waving to people and stuff.
Oh my god. I don't like to laugh because this situation is so fucked in every way, but it's kind of hard not to.
Right. Well, it's like all the pictures that came out of them storming like the Afghanistan capital, and like they're all like tactical now. Like a lot of the Taliban is like they got like blinged out fucking assault rifles, like all these crazy attachments and shit like you'd see in Call of Duty. Like,
yeah,
it used to be just like base level AKs. Now they're just like full on like, all right, we got the real shit now, baby. Like,
yeah, because loving it. Some dude walked into a room that turned out to be like a local garrison armory and found every single Call of Duty attachment that he could and is like, I'm gonna trick out my Warzone loadout and put random total shit on it. I have five lasers on this gun because I can.
I have the flashlight from Battlefield that blinds people. It helps my ADS speed like Call of Duty.
We just keep making the Taliban better, and I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's because we're incompetent at the end of the day. Like, yeah, we spend so much money, so yeah, we're going to have superiority, but, like, also just as a general statement, incompetent and always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk to anyone in the military, and they'll back that up. They don't. That is the one thing that, like, ex-military people will actively say is they're like, I mean, we're like anything.
Yeah.
We have humans in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dumb. Like, we're not good at everything. Like, I'll defend, like, these people and say that, oh, yeah, we were in there for the right reasons and had a lot of good people and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, we were incompetent.
Yeah. Like, U.S. military, I think it's fair to say, is really good at logistics. Partially just because they have a lot of manpower, because it's one of the few ways lower class people can get healthcare and education in our country. It's a problem. But then also, yeah, where the goal of that organization is questionable a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's where FUBAR comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it literally comes from the military, fucked up beyond all recognition. Like, they just, you make mistakes, man, but their mistakes are a lot. Have a lot more consequences than your average person's.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's
I
think that's a Robot Chicken sketch where it's G.I. Joe but in Afghanistan.
Oh boy.
Jesus.
Yeah
they say it's FUBAR.
I mean, it is.
Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, no, I was thinking of a different G.I. Joe in Syria, which similar. Yeah.
Reasonably similar.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
I mean, yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Everything's a mess. There's nothing that anyone can do. Biden's approval rating is tanking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be wild. I hate seeing my liberal friends on Twitter retweeting desperate articles trying to defend the Biden administration.
Yeah, I see that all
just,
the time.
Yep.
Just sucking their dicks and licking their boots. Like, it's like, bro, it's just such a highlight of the difference, like, between the person held hostage by the Democratic Party and the actual card-carrying Democrat who just fucking just loves it, man.
Yep. Like
they're every bit as into the Kool-Aid as your average conservative Republican. Like
all of the people that I used to, I mean, I don't follow them, but like I saw them all the time on Twitter, you know, because they were Twitter famous for being the reply guys to every Trump tweet. And now everything that they do is just literally deep throating the Biden administration. Like and retweet if you think Joe Biden made the right decision of ending this unjust war. Like if you think we're entering a new great era of American foreign policy thanks to the Biden administration. Smash that bell if you think Biden is daddy.
I mean, yeah, they're just like, oh, Trump wanted it out too. Trump wanted it out too. And it's like, yeah, everyone wanted to get out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that like Biden didn't fuck it up. And it doesn't mean that Trump would have done better.
No.
Like almost certainly he would have done worse. But
this
like
is 20 years in the making. Like,
yeah. But we can't pretend that like everything went great and it was like a totally good operation that went swimmingly. Like, I don't understand.
This has been a no-win situation pretty much since 2001. And, yeah, you know, it's bad. It was always going to be bad. It was bad from the get-go.
I mean,
it was always going to be bad, but, like, that's the same thing as, like, letting Trump off the hook for COVID. Because, like, it was always going to be bad. It's like, no, they fucked it up. Like,
okay.
It was, they made a bunch of mistakes and, like, caused a lot of human suffering
because
of the way they handled the situation.
Those like, are actually, like, fairly comparable. I mean, like, I don't know if I want to use the word comparable, but like that's a good metaphor because
a lot more American lives were lost in the COVID thing.
Yeah,
but like, honestly, globally, like there might be just as many with the, this fuck up in Afghanistan. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
like it. I don't think how do I want to phrase this?
It's because everyone thinks that criticism of Biden means that like you're cool with Trump and that Trump's going to win in 2024. Because criticizing Biden, and it's just
I'm
not allowed to criticize Biden.
We can't pretend that this is like entirely Biden's fault, but
exactly.
But there was always going to be a really bad situation whenever we pulled out of Afghanistan because of what we've been doing there for 20 years. But Biden definitely did not do it right. He didn't do it in a way that would minimize how bad this situation was going to get. He could have delayed it. He could have put better systems in place to make sure that the Taliban didn't advance.
I mean, there was a deal with the Taliban. Like,
yeah.
We all know behind the scenes that there was literally a deal made with the Taliban organizing body. Like, I mean, then things could have gone better, basically, is all it is. And like, yeah, and his consistent doubling down on, like, no, this was great, this is good, we nailed it, like, mission accomplished, like, it's just like, bro, no, like, you fucked it up, and that's okay, like, that's, you're an American president, you're gonna fuck it up a lot.
Right.
Like, the only people that can actually win that job are not going to satisfy the vast majority of the American population, so.
He didn't cause the situation that we're in right now in Afghanistan. But this happened on his watch. Like, he's literally the president, and he was the one to give the go-ahead on all this shit,
right.
Regardless of how poorly it was going to go. That's on
you. It reminds me of in college how I was critical of the healthcare.gov rollout, like, a lot. And it was one of my highlighted, like, failures of the Obama administration. And why I thought, like, the ACA failed, basically, as a whole, is because of that rollout and how it led people to completely mistrust that whole thing. And people thought that meant that I was like against like the ACA. And it was like, no, it was fucking great. Like, that was what we needed to do. We needed to take steps towards universal healthcare. And this was the only thing that was actually going to get passed, and like totally in support of it. Same thing as like the Afghanistan withdrawal. Like, we should have been out of there decades ago. Like, should have never went in there.
Right?
Like, yeah, it was the right thing to do. But it got fucked up, and, like, it wasn't managed well, and now, like, a lot of people are, like, paying the price for it. Like, it's the same thing.
It's not a partisan statement to say the situation is fucked up or could have been done better. Like, that's not a condemnation of anyone, or...
And I guarantee Trump would have done it worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, There's zero way that you can convince me that the Trump administration would have handled that delicate matter any better than Biden. Mm-hmm. Like
my favorite thing is that Biden's team immediately went to Trump tactics when like the media was mm-hmm. like, holy shit, look how badly this is going. His press secretary said something along the lines of 95% of Americans will support Biden's decision to leave when he did, but 95% of reporters are going to pretend that this is like some awful thing. It was like literally like the media is the enemy of the people.
No, they went fake news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trump has established a playbook that will work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, like it's this, there is that base that are just like actual hardcore Democrats and not like liberal policy members. They're more like waving the flag of this is my team that will slurp that shit up in the same way that Trump supporters will. Mm-hmm. Like it's the same thing.
There are people that really like Biden. Not yeah. like a, oh, Biden's experienced and he supports policies that I agree with or some shit like that. It's, oh my God, Biden is awesome. Joe Biden, the guy that we all see, is a cool guy and I enjoy him a lot.
Aw, yeah, liberals are back to having mediocre white guys in power. Let's fucking go.
It's time to party.
He's just got that special something, you know?
He's just a cool guy, man. Look at him eat ice cream. He's fucking lit, man.
He just calls it like it is. He's not a... Listen say here, what you Jack. Will about Biden, but he's not a politician.
Oh, my God. Someone said that and it hurts me, I'm sure. Like, someone at some point has literally said that, not understanding that Joe Biden is as old guard as you
politician.
Can possibly get. Like, he was the youngest senator in American history, and now he's an old-ass man. So he's literally been in politics forever.
My dude was tapped to be the inoffensive white guy on Obama's ticket that would get people to chill out. Like... He is in it, man.
He was like buddies with Carter.
Yeah.
Like, they're not far enough apart in age for them to not be, like, friends. He was Carter's, I think, first endorsement for his presidential run. Like, that's fucked, man. He has been around for way too long. So, I don't know. Look, Biden is what he is. Trump's worse.
Yeah.
Fucking and yeah, it feels like there's this divide, and there's going to be a lot of people that think that any criticism of Biden is a tacit endorsement of Trump and his policies, and it's just so not.
And I hate that that's where we're at, you know? I hate that it is the bar for a successful president now is not Trump.
It is, though.
Yeah.
Like high key it
right?
is. Like all the, you know, never Trumper Republicans are now, yeah, like firmly rooted in the Biden camp, and it's fucked. Like when you're in line with people who are literally just Republicans, I think as a liberal you need to take a big step back and be like, wait a minute, maybe I need to look at things a little bit more critically. Because otherwise we're literally just going to have a shift, a further shift right in American policy.
Yeah, that's how you end up with Joe Manchin as the most important guy in your fucking party.
Exactly.
A dude who's a literal bona fide Republican. We should have been moving so much farther left than where we are right now, and instead we are entrenched in, I say we, I don't even consider myself like a Democrat anymore, but like, when you know, the Democratic Party has entrenched itself as a slightly right of center party at this point, with a couple of detracting members that are like significantly farther left than where the Democratic Party was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they get constantly fucking trashed, like, yeah, by the actual party. Like, they all of the people that are actually like on the left end of the spectrum get consistently destroyed. Like, and the only difference is like performative gestures. Like, people who identify as Democrats, their difference between them and like more moderate Republicans is that they'll wave a Black Lives Matter flag. Like, that's basically it in terms of actual policy. Like, they're pretty aligned. So, yeah, we fucked.
Yeah.
We fucked, baby. Yeah.
250-year-old country founded on some extremely Puritan values. take a while, but yeah, maybe we'll get even further left. I hope.
I mean, look, socially, we're definitely getting left, which is good.
Yeah.
But, like, boy, economically, we could stand for moving a little left. Although I say that on the same day that Texas literally banned abortion, so.
Right.
Maybe not.
Yep.
People are heading into the rest of their weeks. Anything positive to say?
I mean, look, we're going to start seeing the actual broad-reaching impacts of climate change within the next 10 years, and we're watching a glacier melt in the Canadian Rockies at such an alarming pace that scientists are, like, ringing the alarm bell, like, for real shit right now, so.
But hey, at least Medicare is going to be drained in 3 years or whatever.
Ooh, yeah, 2032, Social Security's gone, right?
It was will be gone. It's
previously projected to be it was supposed to be 2033, and now it's 2032 because the pandemic has drained it a little bit more than they projected. So now, we're a whole year earlier.
Mm-hmm. But then they're like
the previous projection.
But then it was just as an aside, like, oh, also reminder, Medicare is going to run out of money in 2025, I think, is what it said.
Fuck, I was like, banking on that.
Yeah, we just keep paying into all these programs that we just know for a fact are not going to exist when we can actually use them.
It is also, like, part of it is, like, almost like a propaganda tactic. Because people have pointed out for years of, like, the idea that, Social Security and Medicare is going to be gone has been brought up exclusively as a way for Republicans to say, so let's just get rid of it now. Let's remove that from the tax pool and then and not tax people on it anymore, instead of saying, like, it's going to be gone, we should figure that out, we should try to put more money into it.
Pitching the worst solution, and it is deeply frustrating to me as a socialist who's like, I understand why taxes need to be a thing in a modern society, to see my taxes every year go to just the dumbest shit, go to a fucked up situation in Afghanistan and not, like...
Yeah, go to Taliban armament.
Yeah, like...
And not, we could help people out in a pandemic more. Or not even more, just do the shit we've been doing previously and continue to.
Right. I'm the same thing with, like, the stimmy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, the stimmies are fun and, like, interesting. But at this point now, like, the playbook's been unveiled. Like, if you're facing trouble... You can give people money. You can, like, buy them, and it's pretty fucked. Like, they are good in, like, general that, like, people can, you know, get the monkey off their back and actually potentially be able to survive. But, like, boy, that's pretty fucking scary that, like, a politician can just be like, all right, let's just give them money and I'll sign it, and then people will say it's from me. Like, rather than just put that money into...
programs to try to prevent the problems that we're facing.
Put it into public housing, put it into fucking actually addressing the root of the issue.
And then when you frame it like that, when politicians frame it like that, it doesn't even cross people's minds that we could do both of these things.
Yeah,
it doesn't cross people's minds because it would never happen because our politicians literally are against
that.
We have
everyone except for the staunchest, like, actual democratic socialists.
We have
would say no to that.
We have the resources to take care of all of our citizens, like, without causing inflation. But instead of doing that, all of the money is going into building fighter jets that can't fly.
F-35s.
They can't fucking fly. It was like $2 trillion.
They're literally just not better than the F-16. Yeah, like, even if they would have been able to fly and not kill the pilot when the pilot ejects from the fucking plane in an emergency, like, they wouldn't have been better than the F-16.
No,
like,
they're the same. It's
they designed
smaller.
A plane. Yeah, that's like a little bit smaller, but not better in any way than the current plane, spent $2 trillion, and then went, oh, wait, if a pilot ejects himself, he'll just die. Like, so we need to fix that. And then they never did, and now it's officially, like, done.
And
like,
the planes would rip themselves apart.
Yeah.
Like, that was the thing. They were like, oh, man, the shape of this plane doesn't really work with aerodynamics. So as it flies, every seam is, like, rattling. And sometimes it'll just face a catastrophic failure if it turns hard enough, and it'll break into a thousand pieces.
Hey guys, do we leave any of the shitty fighter jets behind for the Taliban to take? No? Yeah,
fuck it.
We kept those? Okay, cool.
Makes sense.
What if we just left them behind F-35s instead of what they actually got?
No givesies, backsies. Like the Taliban's like, in a show of good faith, we want to give, and we're like, oh, we insist, please. That's for you, you know?
Make sure you test out the ejection feature.
That would have been smart, actually. That would have been terrible.
No, it wouldn't have.
No,
they're fucking billion-dollar machines. Like, no, it would not have been smart, but, like, better.
Right?
Definitely preferable to the alternative.
Like, at least we can strip these motherfuckers for parts and melt the shit down for 20 cents worth of steel.
God, is that...
I mean, the Taliban would sell them to other governments who knows, would maybe actually engineer a like good plane based on them. Like,
God, what if they just turn them into missiles? What if they just hook up
like
a remote
Japan
control?
On it.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Just basically cruise missiles. Yeah.
Yeah. How long before that's given as a pitch to increase military spending? Guys, the Taliban has military equipment on par with our own somehow. We got to develop better shit. Like,
no, we're all trying to find whoever is responsible for this.
The Taliban, literal, like, cave people. Like, that's literally what they're known for, is living in fucking caves. And yeah, they've got now tech on par with what we have.
They're having a blast with it.
Yeah, no, they're fucking living the high life. Like, they've not only figured out how to fly the helicopter, but they figured out the best solution for, like, adjusting a flag on top of a building.
They're like, man, we don't have to be cost efficient with this shit. We have so much stuff now.
This is a windfall. All right, we're already going long, and this is just going to... We're in a quagmire. We're going to come back to just how frustrating this all is. So, thank you all for listening and digging into all of this muck with us. If you like what you heard, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for highlight clips. Send us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @v2_podcast for updates. Act Blue link in the description down below. Support us either through the Anchor Podcast platform or our Patreon, and follow me at @LucasToWriter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. A lot of shit going on. Good luck with it, gang.